culture today?
现如今我们的文化中有很多的困惑和很多的争执。
There's confusion over politics and race.
这些争执呢，都跟政治或者是跟种族有关的。
There's confusion over the police and our sexuality.
有一些跟警察有关，有一些跟性取向有关。
There's even confusion over COVID-19 and how we should defeat this pandemic.
有些争执也跟现在的新冠疫情有关，大家在讨论我们如何去面对这个疫情，如何处理这个疫情。
But where people are most confused is all about Jesus.
不过人们最困惑的一件事情呢，还是耶稣。
Who is Jesus and what was his mission?
耶稣是谁？他的目标是什么？
Here's a toy Jesus, an action figure that you can buy.
这个是一个耶稣的玩具像，你可以买，你可以去商场里买到。
But on the back of this toy figure, this is what it says.
这个玩具像的背面呢，有这些介绍。
For Muslims and some Jews, Jesus was a prophet.
对于一些穆斯林和犹太人呢，耶稣是先知。
Buddhists say that he was enlightened.
佛教徒认为他是开悟了。
Hindus call him an avatar.
印度教徒称他为阿凡达，就是神化身为人的形象。
And Christians hail him as the Son of God.
然后就是基督徒们称为他是上帝之子。
So it ends with, so who was he?
所以问题就来了，耶稣到底是谁呢？
Do you know that that is actually the most important question on planet Earth?
这个问题应该是在地球上最重要的一个问题。
We're in a study of the book of Colossians, and it's a study on the essentials of the Christian faith.
有一个研究，它是调查基督徒们的信仰的核心。
And it is absolutely essential that we know who Jesus is.
知道耶稣是谁，对于我们来说是非常非常重要的一个核心问题。
Many scholars think that this passage that we're going to study today was actually a first century worship chorus.
很多的学者认为今天我们要查的这段经文是第一世纪的时候这个教会是这是 chorus。
But there is no paragraph in the entire Bible that contains more truth about Jesus than this passage.
整篇圣经里面没有其他任何一段经文有这段经文里面涵盖的信息更重要更全。
The problem with the Colossians is that they were missing Jesus.
哥罗西教会的问题是他们渐渐地把耶稣给丢了。
They were not rejecting his existence, but they were rejecting his exaltation.
他们并没有否决他耶稣存在，但是他们拒绝了这个耶稣，他是非常的有耶稣是非常开心的一件事情。
They were not denying Jesus, but they were dethroning him.
他们没有拒绝这个耶稣，但是他们削弱了他的重要性。
So I just want to go on record as we start. You have to understand who Jesus is.
所以这就是又回到了我们现在要说的，我们必须要知道耶稣是谁。
Jesus is God of very God.
耶稣是就是唯一的那个神。
He is the same substance as the Father.
他与父是一体的。
He is the only Son of God.
他是唯一的神的儿子。
And he is preeminent. He reigns over all of creation.
他超越了一切的创造。
To miss who Jesus is means that you will miss life.
如果你错过了耶稣，那就意味着你错过了你的生命。
So let's look at three essentials of Jesus.
现在让我们看看关于耶稣的三个重点。
The first essential is that Jesus is the creator.
第一个重点是耶稣是创造者。
He is the image of the invisible God.
他是那不能看见之神的像。
This means that he is the same likeness. He is a replica of God.
证明他是一个神的，完全的是一个神的形象，是神的一个复制品。
If you were to ask the question, what is God like? You could answer, it's like Jesus.
如果你要问神是什么形象，那你就可以说神像耶稣，神就是耶稣。
He is a precise copy of the Father.
他就是一个我们的父神的一个复制的形象。
He is also called the firstborn over all creation.
他也被称为是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Now the Jehovah Witnesses look at this and say, well, if Jesus is the firstborn, that means that he was created.
有人说如果他是首生的，那他就是被创造的。
But they failed to do their homework.
但是他们不对。
Firstborn has two usages in the Bible.
这里面有两个使用，两个用处。
One is, yes, it's first out of the womb.
第一个首生的意思是它是从母腹里出来的。
But it also denotes first in importance.
还有一个意思就是它是它最重要的。
Joseph had two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim.
约瑟有两个儿子，马拿西和以法莲。
Manasseh was the first one out of the womb.
马拿西就是第一个从母腹出来的孩子。
But in Jeremiah 31 verse 9, it says this, Ephraim is my firstborn.
但是耶利米书31章9节里面说，以法莲是我的第一个孩子。
So firstborn of Jesus means that he is preeminent over all of creation. He is the most important in all of creation.
所以在这里面说他是首生的意思是他是宇宙中一切之上的最重要最至高无上的存在。
It goes on to say that by him all things were created.
因为他在一起他是万有都是靠他造的。
You say to yourself, but I thought that in the beginning it says God created the heavens and the earth.
但是有人会说，但是我们创世纪里面讲嘛，是神创造了，神造的天地。
And that is true.
这是对的。
Which means that Jesus was the one that created.
这是证明耶稣也是这样被创造的。
That makes Jesus God.
这个也就是说耶稣是神。
And then in Genesis 1:26 it says, Then God said, Let us make man in our image.
创世纪一章二十六节神说我们要照着我们的形象按照我们的样式造人使他们按照我们的样式造人。
This just proves that the Trinity was involved in the creation of a planet.
这也就是说这就向我们展示了这个三位一体，有圣父、圣子同时存在。
And then it goes on to say, all things were created by him and for him.
下面又说一切都是借他造的，也是为他造的。
He is the agent of creation, but he is also the goal of all creation.
他是所有创造的这个中介，但是他又是所有创造的这个目的。
Putting Jesus as the very center of our lives is the most satisfying thing that we can do.
把耶稣放到我们内心的中心是我们能做，是能够上，是让我们最满足的一件事情。
And life will not make sense unless Jesus is your Lord.
你的生命，除非你把耶稣作为你生命的原因，否则你的生命就没有任何意义。
Goes on to say that he was before all things.
因为他是在万有以先。
This means that he existed before Bethlehem.
这个就是意思着他在伯利恒之前就有存在了。
He goes on to say that he holds all things together.
因为他有所宣布。
This very moment, Jesus Christ is holding the universe together.
就在这一刻，耶稣他拥有全宇宙，万有也靠他而立。
It's interesting that as science gathers more and more information, the existence of things in the universe become more spectacular.
Sorry, Pastor Scott, can you please repeat?
As physicists understand the building blocks to this universe, it becomes more amazing how it's put together.
Oh, 就是物理学家们他们是在做这个就是整个宇宙的研究，然后他们就是这个宇宙的这个基石是这些各种粒子。
We're all familiar with this is the atom, the neutrons, the proton, and the electron.
我们以前也学过构造这个所有东西的最基本的粒子是原子，然后里面有电子、中子、质子。
But they have now found why does this stay together and how does it get mass?
大家就会很疑惑，那这些小原子、小分子们是如何相聚在一起的呢？
And what physicists have come up with is something called gluons.
之后呢，这些物理学家就发现了一个物质叫胶子。
And guess what they call these gluons?
你们猜猜他们叫这个胶子叫什么呢？
They call it the God particle.
他们叫它上帝粒子。
And in some way, Jesus is involved with these gluons and he is holding the universe together.
耶稣就像这个上帝粒子一样，他把全宇宙都联系在一起。
Let me give you three implications of Jesus as the creator.
现在我想给大家三个这个含义。
The first is that creation involves the wise, intelligent mind of Jesus.
第一个含义就是创造包含了耶稣作为创造者明智智慧的头脑。
If you were walking in the woods and you came upon a watch, what would you say?
如果你在森林里散步，然后你看到地上有一块表，你会说什么呢？
Wow, this is amazing. This watch just evolved together and came together and works.
你会想，哇，这个钟表太神奇了，不知道是怎么回事，物质就把它所有的东西聚集在一起，然后形成了这块手表。
We all know that that is impossible.
我们知道这是不可能的。
And yet, the simple cell is more complicated, many times more complicated than that watch.
我们知道我们这个世界上的其他的东西都比这个表还要复杂。
It all points to Jesus as our creator.
所以这些都指向了耶稣是我们的创造者。
Second of all, his creation was purposeful.
第二个含义是，创造是有明确目标的。
You were created to have a relationship with Jesus.
你被创造的目的是要跟耶稣有一个良好的关系。
And third is you are not an accident.
第三个含义就是你的存在不是一个意外。
You are not cosmic junk. You are not random mutations.
你不是一个随便的存在，你也不是一个宇宙垃圾。
Long before you were conceived by your parents, you were thought of by Jesus Christ.
当你父母孕育你之前，耶稣就知道你了。
And why did Jesus create you?
那耶稣为什么要创造你呢？
Because he wants to have a love relationship with you.
因为他想跟你有一个爱的关系。
The first truth is that Jesus is the creator.
所以第一个真相就是耶稣是创造者。
The second essential is that Jesus is the head of the church.
第二个重点是耶稣是教会的头。
Now if you stand in front of a mirror, you're going to notice that there are two parts to us.
当你站在镜子前面的时候，你会看到你身体大概有两部分构成的。
We call this top part the head.
我们叫这个你头上的这个 球叫它头。
We call this bottom part the body.
我们叫下脖子以下的部分是身体。
The problem with the Colossians is that the body lost the relationship with the head.
哥罗西教会的问题是他们的肢体和他们的头分开了。
The way that it should work is that the body listens to the head.
身体应该是这样的工作，就是你的身体应该听你头的指挥。
And Jesus is the head of the church.
而耶稣就是这个整个肢体的头。
It says that he is the beginning.
他是最初next slide.
He is the beginning of the church.
对，他是原始。
And one of the first things that he wanted to do is he wants to build his church.
他想建造他的教会。
Jesus doesn't get up every day, but if he were to get up every day and have a to-do list, number one in his to-do list would be, I need to build my church today.
耶稣不需要每天起床，但是如果他要每天起床的话，他第一件要做的事情就是要建造教会。
And the church is not a building.
我们的教会，要记住我们的教会不是一个建筑物。
The church is people.
教会是人。
There is no greater privilege, there is no greater opportunity than for us to invest in the lives of other people.
我们最重要的一件事情就是把我们的生命投资到其他人的生命去。
It goes on to say that Jesus is the firstborn among the dead.
因为耶稣是死里首先复生的，使他在凡事上可以居首位。
And you might say, well, I thought that several people were raised from the dead.
你也许会说，哦，圣经里有好几个人都被死而复活了。
And that is true.
这是真的，这是对的。
But the resurrection of Jesus was the only true resurrection that ever occurred on this planet.
但是耶稣的复活是唯一的一个在地球上存在的真正的一个复活。
Because when other people were resurrected, they came back in their own human bodies.
因为当其他人复活的时候，他只是从他自己原来的那个身体里面苏醒过来。
Jesus came back in a resurrection body.
耶稣的复活是有一个新的身体。
That is our hope today as we go through life.
这就是我们每一天活着的我们的一个希望。
That Jesus will defeat death and that he will build his kingdom and his church.
那就是耶稣会战胜死亡，然后他会建造教会。
There's three implications of Jesus as the head of the church.
以下是耶稣为首的这三个含义。
The first is that you need the body.
第一个就是你需要这个耶稣的身体。
God never intended you to be a Christian alone.
耶稣从来不希望你作为唯一的一个基督徒。
One of the things that I fear about COVID is that people will get out of the regular practice of coming together as the church.
这个新冠疫情唯一让我害怕的一点就是人们都不来教会了。
But you will never grow individually. You need your brothers and sisters.
但是事实上是你不可能一个人成长，你必须要跟弟兄姐妹们在一起。
The second implication is that the body needs you.
耶稣的身体也需要你。
Every person in the church has gifts and abilities that are necessary for the body to function well.
教会里面的每一个人都具备了不同的能力，然后可以让我们的这个教会运转得很良好。
So we need everyone in the body.To be working and functioning and healthy.
我们需要我们肢体里的每一个人能够让我们整个大的这个肢体能够运转良好。
And the third implication is that you honor Jesus by committing to his agenda.
第三点是你需通过委身于他的身体来荣耀耶稣。
The greatest privilege that we have is to build each other up in Christ.
我们通过帮助彼此建造来荣耀耶稣。
Let's go on to the third essential.
我们现在要来谈我们的第三点重点。
And that is Jesus is the reconciler.
也就是耶稣是和解者。
To reconcile means that harmony is brought between two parties that were estranged and separated.
和解的意思呢，就是是让两个彼此分开的部分或者有冲突的两方能够让他们重新和好。
And Jesus is qualified to be the reconciler because the fullness of God dwelt in him.
而耶稣就是这个有资格，耶稣有资格成为这个和解者，是因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
This means that the fullness of God, all that God was, lived in Jesus's body.
意思就是说一切的丰盛都在耶稣的里面。
The total sum of who God is existed in Jesus.
就是神的一切，神的所有都是耶稣。
There is no higher reference to who Jesus was than this particular phrase.
没有其他的话能像这句话一样表达的这么清楚，就是耶稣是谁。
For all that are confused, Jesus was fully God.
耶稣就是神。
And then, because he's fully God, he is reconciling all things to himself.
因为他是神，他就有这个资格和能力让一切和解。
He goes on to make a list of things on earth, things under the earth. All of these are going to be reconciled through Jesus.
就是在地上的一切，地下的一切都可以通过耶稣来和解。
One day, the forces of evil will be defeated.
有一天，一切的罪恶都会被战胜。
One day I will not have to preach any more funerals.
有一天我也不需要去主持任何葬礼了。
One day we will not worry about COVID.
有一天我们也不需要担心新冠了。
The process of reconciliation took place through Jesus Christ's death.
而和解是通过耶稣基督的死而实现的。
Jesus, who did not have any blemishes or any sin, took my sin upon him and your sin.
耶稣基督是没有瑕疵、无可责备的，他却为了我们的罪被钉死十字架。
And as he died on that cross, he died in our place.
他死在十字架上，他是为了我们的罪而死的。
His death was really our death. And then he gives us his holy life.
然后呢，他就把他的圣洁的生命给了我们。
He exchanges his righteousness for our sin.
他用他的公义来交换了我们的罪。
Let me illustrate this by a movie called Taken.
我想用一个就是电影，这个电影叫《极客救援》来做一个更细致的解释。
Liam Neeson is a creator of a beautiful daughter.
在这个电影里，这个演员叫连姆尼森，他在这个电影里面，他有一个非常美丽的女儿。
But she lies to him.
但是他女儿跟他撒谎了。
And then she wants to have an experience without his permission.
他的女儿呢，想出去体验一下，想有一个不同的体验，但是并没有经过他爸爸的同意。
So she goes to Europe with some shady friends and makes some compromising decisions.
所以呢，他就跟一些不良的朋友去了欧洲，然后又做出了一点不是很好的一些决定。
And she ends up getting into darkness that she didn't intend to get into.
之后呢，她就陷入了很黑暗的、很危险的一个境地。
And all of a sudden, she finds herself in bondage and in slavery.
之后呢，她就发现她自己被人口绑架了，然后有可能会按照被奴隶，像奴隶一样被卖掉。
Now, when her father hears about this, guess what he does?
然后当他的父亲听到了这一切的时候呢，他是这样讲。
He says, well, that was a dumb choice. I'm glad I have other children. I don't care about her anymore.
哦，就是当他听到这些事情的时候，他的父亲并没有说，啊，这是因为你做的这个很傻的决定，我不在意，因为我还有别的孩子。
No, he doesn't say that.
他没有这么讲。
He says, I love my daughter and I am going to set her free.
他说的是，我爱我的女儿，我会想尽办法来帮助她脱困。
So he crosses the ocean.
所以他漂洋过海去了欧洲。
He wages war against the darkness.
他与那边的黑暗势力宣战。
And he breaks the chains that held her slavery.
他最后解开了他女儿的锁链。
In the end, he is her maker and also her savior.
到最终，他这个父亲既是他。即使他创造了女儿，他又解救了女儿。
He would go through anything to rescue his daughter.
他会做他能做的一切来救他的女儿。
And that's the story of God.
这个也是神的故事。
God made us.
神创造了我们。
But we rebelled against God.
但是我们却背叛了神。
But Jesus.Said, I will go and I will rescue them from the darkness.
耶稣说，我去，我来把他们救出来。
Our creator then becomes our savior.
我们的创造者变成了我们的拯救者。
And if you believe that message, your heart will be transformed. You will be literally reborn.
如果你真的相信这个故事，那你的内心就会被转变，你就会重生。
And you will be reconciled back to God.
你就会最终与神和解。
Now the implications of all this causes a great scandal.
这个故事的含义呢，第一点就是它制造了一个震惊的这一件很不好的事情。
It makes Jesus different than any other religious leader on this planet.
因为整个的故事呢，最终他讲告诉我们的就是，耶稣是唯一的一个拯救者。
Jesus says all of those other false gods are exactly that. They are not true gods.
对于其他教的一些信徒来说呢，就会告诉他们的就是，你们的这些神全部都是冒名顶替者，都是假的。
This also forces us to make a decision.
这个故事呢，也迫使我们要做出一个决定。
What are you going to do with Jesus?
你以后要对于耶稣，你要如何去做呢？
For Jesus says he's the only way that we can escape the bonds of sin.
因为耶稣说了，他是唯一一个方法能够让你脱离罪的。
All of this compels us to worship.
所有的这些也同样迫使我们需要去敬拜。
This also creates for us our life message mission.
这件事情同样也告诉我们要创造我们生活的使命。
Our mission is to tell people about the Jesus they don't know.
我们的使命就是要去告诉神，告诉大家神是谁。
And then this unites us together.
最终这件事情也把我们联合到了一起。
Because when we agree on Jesus, the whole world will know that he is the Messiah.
因为当我们都认识耶稣之后，这个世界都会知道他是弥赛亚。
The Free Church has the fourth doctrine, a point, is about Jesus.
播道会呢，有一个声明。
Could you read this?
Okay.
In Mandarin?
Yeah, sure.我们相信耶稣基督是神道成肉身，完全是神，完全是人，两性合一。耶稣以色列所应许的弥赛亚，是通过圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生。他曾过着无罪的生活，在本丢比拉多的手下被钉在十字架上， 身体从死里复活升天，现在坐在父神的右边，作为我们的大祭司和中保。
That is what we believe.
这个就是我们所相信的。
Let me end with a story about my days in college.
我想最终用我的一个大学里面的一个故事来做结尾。
I became a Christian in May of 1973.
我在1973年的五月份成为了一名基督徒。
It was at the end of my freshman year.
这个就是在我大一刚结束。
And at that point in my life, I was not a follower of Jesus Christ.
之前的生命我并不是跟随基督的。
And I was a party animal.
然后我是一个那种派对动物。
I drank a lot of beer and I smoked a lot of marijuana.
我喝很多酒，然后我也吸大麻。
But then I became a Christian.
之后呢，我就变成了基督徒了。
And everything changed in my life.
这件事情改变了我的生活。
And when I went back to my college campus in the fall, I was different.
当我大二回到校园的时候呢，我就变得很不一样了。
And I didn't go to the parties anymore.
我也不去party 聚会了。
And I didn't drink beer or smoke pot anymore.
我也不喝酒，我也不抽大麻了。
And my fraternity brothers were very confused about who I was.
然后我的就是兄弟会里面的这些弟兄们呢，就很疑惑，不知道发生什么了。
But I was ashamed to tell them that I had become a Christian.
但是呢，那个时候的我呢，就有一点很不好意思告诉大家我变成基督徒了。
And I was ashamed to tell them that I love Jesus with all my heart.
我也不好意思跟他们说我心里是非常爱着耶稣的。
And after several weeks of me hiding my faith, they were very scared of me. They thought I was a police officer.
过了几周，因为我继续还是在隐藏我的信仰，我的这些兄弟会的弟兄们就觉得我是一个我是卧底。
Finally, they forced me to tell them what was going on in my life.
之后呢，他们就强迫我告诉他们到底发生了什么。
And that is when I told them that I become a follower of Jesus Christ.
之后呢，我就没有办法就告诉他们了，我现在已经是耶稣跟随耶稣基督了。
That whole experience though caused me to make a commitment.
这件事情呢，让我做出了一个内心里面做出了一个承诺。
I will never be ashamed to tell people that I love Jesus with all my heart.
我以后再也不能很羞愧的去不告诉别人我信仰耶稣。
I will never be ashamed to tell the world that Jesus is my creator and my savior.
我也永远再也不会因为告诉全世界耶稣是拯救者，耶稣是神而觉得羞愧。
I love Jesus with all my heart.
我全心全意爱着耶稣。
And I will serve him to my last day.
我会为他服务直到我人生的最后一天。
And I encourage you to love Jesus with all of your heart.
我也鼓励你用全心全部的心去爱耶稣。
And to realize what a fabulous Savior we worship and follow.
你就会意识到我们跟着他，我们是多么的幸福和快乐。
And that you would fix your eyes on Jesus and never be ashamed of him.
你要把你的眼目定睛在他身上，永远不要觉得羞愧。
And our mission now is to tell the whole world of what he's done in our lives.
我们现在的目标就是告诉全世界神，我们跟随耶稣。
That is our mission.
这就是我们的目标。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.